Exercise 8, page 54. Recording 1.
Well, it seems like the kids had a great time at the Science Museum. All of the interactive exhibits were kid-friendly, so they never got bored.
That's true. I wonder how much they really learned, though. I mean, the exhibits were fun, but I don't think they did a good job at actually teaching the kids anything.
You've got a point. Even I couldn't understand what some of them were about. But at least none of them were dangerous.
I wouldn't say that. Ned nearly fell off that giant hamster wheel. To be honest, I'd prefer not to go there again.
Recording 2.
What's wrong, Ted? You look a bit down.
I'm just feeling a bit stressed these days. I have a lot of reports to finish at work this week. Plus, I'm meeting my girlfriend's parents for the first time this weekend too.
Oh, well, you should take care of yourself. Long-term stress can lead to serious health problems, and it can be bad for your relationships too.
Yes, I know. I've been thinking about getting professional help, but I don't know any psychologists around here.
Me neither. Maybe your doctor could point you in the right direction, though.
Recording 3. Now, class, I have a treat for you. This week, we've been learning about the moon, and today we're going to experience what it feels like to walk on its surface. That's right. I have two VR headsets here, and everyone will get 5 minutes to experience a moonwalk. First, I want you to move some desks to make a large space in the center of the room, because we have to be careful not to injure ourselves while using them. Also, please tell me if you feel dizzy while using the devices, as this could be dangerous. Okay, let's get started. Recording 4.
Have you decided what you want to study next year, Sarah?
Yes, I've already applied to study medicine at Newcastle University.
Oh, are you sure that was the best choice? I mean, you'll need really good marks in your final exams to get a place in medicine.
I know that, Bob. And being realistic, I probably won't do well enough. But I'm going to try anyway.
What's your second choice then?
French literature at Newcastle too. And I'd be perfectly happy to study that. I just want to dream a little about becoming a doctor though.